I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. If you're just tuning in, you've missed a ton. If you've tuned in for the entire show, thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dork.
Yeah, no. But Barbecue Bob is out this week, so Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance, but more just Brad Ensing and his wealth of knowledge about foraging in the woods and appliances, two things that are near and dear to me because the one generates food to eat and the other one uses the equipment on how to prepare it. So right up my alley. But anyway, let's change gears a little bit. I did see that you got a new pontoon.
Oh, No, a tri-tune.
Oh, yes, right.
The sport tri-tune.
Let me get it right.
After shopping for a boat for 3 years, we finally got our new pool toy, if you will,
right.
For our place up north. So It has been a long, sorted process. We have gone shopping, and I hate shopping so many times for a boat. So we are the proud owners of a new tri-tune with a 200-horse motor on it.
Holy cow.
Yeah, go big or go home. Right?
Yeah, I guess. So let's talk about that. I think that's interesting. You shopped for 3 years. What was the money aside? What was the deciding factors on this particular? I mean, it's personal. I get it.
Yeah,
but.
No, we had started here about 3 years ago because we had an old Playbuoy 20-foot pontoon with a good old 40-horsepower motor that as soon as you're going 2 miles an hour, please eat more of that keys.
I'm gonna.
That was so loud when it was run, you couldn't even talk to the person on the other side of the boat. So we'd started looking, then COVID hit.
Well, that's a four-stroke, two-stroke versus four-stroke issue there.
I tell you what, we have a Honda motor on ours now, and it's so funny. I turned that thing on, and the guy delivered it here probably about 3 weeks ago. Turned it on, and I kept cranking the keys, like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to turn on the pontoon. He's like, it's running right now. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, we were going out about 35 miles an hour on the pontoon.
Wow.
And it's a big one. We got a 26-footer, tons of seating.
That is a portable patio.
It is rather large, but we were going 35 miles an hour, and I was having a conversation with my wife and kids just like
normal voice.
It was absolutely crazy. Things, corners amazing. We ended up with a brand by the name of Viaggio that I ended up buying down in Portage.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a ton of looking, and we finally found the right one for our family, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have it. So now we just got to wait for that water to warm up.
Right.
So I can start jumping off skinny dipping in Rogers Pond there. So,
For those of you, you might want to fish somewhere else.
Avoid that area.
Yeah.
And believe me, there are no massive pike out there. So please don't come fishing up by me at all, ever. No fish.
No fish.
Just stay away. I heard Hess Lake is great.
Right.
You go there.
Yeah, I've seen some of the fish you've taken out of there. You're right. There aren't any more.
No.
Right.
Yeah. I did pickled pike this past year.
You did.
I'm going to bring some in over this summer here, and maybe comrade, you going to eat pickled pike?
Oh, I eat pickled anything.
Oh, you'll love it.
There
it's
you
amazing.
Go.
The bones dissolve out of it.
Oh, here it comes. Go ahead.
No. No, I'm going to let that one slide. We're good.
Obviously, it is something eat pickled you did.
No, that's good.
All right.
I was going to, but he's an easy mark most days. So I just, sometimes I just got to walk away. But so you've got this big pontoon. You can fish off it, obviously. It's probably
absolutely.
Got all the luxury seats and all the other stuff that you like.
Sonar, GPS plotting. So we're hoping we actually got a trailer with it as well. So we're hoping to bring it out on Lake Michigan a couple times, maybe up to Torch Lake, because, I can GPS plot myself out anywhere, follow the path back. So it is crazy what are on. It's not the pontoon boat from 20, 30 years ago,
right.
Or even 10 years ago. A lot of these companies are getting crazy and really trying to market to, people that maybe don't want just that Mastercraft or Malibu speed boat that you can just ski behind. My kids could ski behind this. They can tube behind it, but I can also go out and party all day long.
Right. I was, 3-4 weeks ago, I wasn't here when Bob was because I was down walleye fishing in the first week of April there.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, yeah, I know. But I was a guest, and I was on a regular, 21-foot Lund, and we were just three guys out fishing. But every morning, a guy went by with a tri-tune, probably much like yours. It was about 26-foot long, just screaming out across Lake Erie. And I was so jealous because they were all sitting in those comfortable chairs walleye fishing, and I'm sitting on a hard seat.
Bench.
Bench seat, just to fishing, but I was surprised at that thing. He was just ripping out through there. I mean, there were 3-4 foot waves, and he was just cutting through those things like crazy. So.
It's crazy. You got guys out there putting 300 horse motors on. We were just at a local place, and they had a, I think it was a 600 horse, if I remember. I took a picture of my wife standing next to it because she looked like a mouse next to this motor. And I think the motor itself was, I think it was like 120 grand for the motor, just the motor.
Wow.
And yeah, you can get crazy on these boats nowadays.
Yeah, but anyway, that's an extreme. But 200 has got to push you around as much as you need to do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. But so anything going on your deck this spring that you're gonna change up, or is the focus the boat?
We do a lot of grilling, a lot of smoking up at the cottage. Just a reminder, everybody, trout season opened up here just this past weekend,
right.
Last Saturday in April. So we actually just came back from backpacking with some buddies, and Eat and I is just teasing you, eating a bunch of leeks, wild trout, and dandelion heads. But yeah, we're...
Aren't those a little bitter, the dandelion heads? Is that the yellow?
The yellow, yeah.
Right.
One other quick note, don't forage in yards that get a lot of... pesticides and, fertilizers put down. Just a little side note.
But, right.
We do a lot of fish up at the cottage. I've got a couple of just little deep fryers, like Fry Daddy deep fryers, double coat in the fish. We do a lot of, invite all the neighbors over and friends up from around the lake, and we do a lot of fish fries. Everybody brings a dish to pass. You know, that's the coolest thing with hunting fish.
Oh, yeah.
Is being able to share, you know, something that normally most people we hang out with up there don't fish at all.
Right.
So I'm like the one where it's like, okay, I got a ton of pike, crappie, panfish that I love sharing that because it's something people don't really get. And when they go to a restaurant and think they're getting perch, they're getting ocean perch. Or, people go to a store or a restaurant and they get venison. Well, they're not eating venison out of Michigan.
Right.
They're eating red deer from overseas because it's against the law to sell wild game. Or barter or trade for wild game as well,
right?
In this country, so it's something that you can give somebody something different. Actually, 2 summers ago, I fed everybody woodchuck.
Really? And, did they know it?
They did, and I was amazed how many people are like, I'm going to give it a try, and how many people came back for seconds. They're like, this is crazy wild, and it's just something fun that not everybody's used to, and that's what life's all about, is trying some new things.
Yep, that's exactly right, and I have not had it, but the first time that I'm with you, that's because I don't know where.
Who hunts for woodchuck?
Right. Yeah.
My front yard. Let me tell you what.
Right.
There's a steady stream.
Yeah, you do live in a rural setting, so they're out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the city, my two labs that are in the backyard are going to keep anything from coming in there. Or if it does, it dashes under the deck and then, the one digs for it, like it's she's going to catch it. Right?
Raccoons will be the next thing on the plate. I've torn that up, but I've heard that almost like a pulled pork, but barbecue style raccoon like that is amazing.
Huh.
Then again, I watch too much Meat Eater with Steve Rinella, so it is what it is. I like trying new things.
All right, so Brad, tell us where Garrett's is located.
Yeah, we got two locations: 2410 28th Street Southwest. That's the location I work out of, and we have our Kentwood showroom. Which is 3950 29th Street, Southeast Grand Rapids, right next to Williams Kitchen and Bath Studio. We'd love to have you folks come in, whether you're looking for, some seasonings, some grilling stuff, or just your kitchen appliances. We're celebrating 75 years of being a family-owned business this year. We really appreciate our customers. I mean, it shows in the years that we've been there.
Right.
We're basically up to fourth generation right now inside the store. Unfortunately, I am not one of those generations.
No, that's all right.
I married into the wrong family, must be.
Yeah, right.
But we so appreciate our customers, because without them, we couldn't do what we do. We have great customers and great people on our team.
Yeah, and you do. And I've got a personal story that I want to. I needed a water filter for my refrigerator, right? And so I did the dumb thing is I bought them online. And they were like $35 a piece, and I'm like, well, we're gonna go through them, so I bought a three pack of them.
They leaked, didn't they?
Yes, they did, and they leaked, and they didn't work. And the water dispenser evidently there's some sensor in there that knows which is the right filter and the wrong filter, and so I went through two of them, thinking that one was bad, so I threw it away and got another one, and it wasn't working, and I came over to the store. And one of your guys that runs your service department, I gave him a brand and a model, and he's like, "Oh, this is what you need." He goes, "You know what? Here, just give me $20. This one was opened. It was in my truck. And so I'll sell it to you for $20. And I paid $35 on online. And it didn't work. And this way I walked back and it went, bang, it worked.
Do you know water filters at Garrett's are not $20 unless you're very special and your name is Jop.
I think I caught that on a luck. But my point was, is he knew exactly what I needed and he took me to the right down the right road.
Absolutely. So.
Anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. A little bit different show today, but Brad, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it, brother.
My pleasure, as always. Thanks
All
for
right.
having me.
Take care. We'll see you next week.